Juventus are normally the big story in Italy, but for a slightly different reason to normal. They, like Italy, like us, have been struggling with COVID, but the game against Napoli, or the game that never was against Napoli, for those who don't know, Naples in particular have had a massive outbreak of COVID, and the local health authorities banned all travel out of the city, which meant that the team couldn't leave to go to the game. And yet the Italian Football Federation decided that that wasn't enough of a reason to postpone the game. And I feel like, Chloe, Juve not only agreed with that decision, but they were kind of rubbing it in a bit.
Yeah, I mean, really, it was the league's kind of inflexibility and stupidity in a situation where, you know, it's new to all of us, there's difficulties. Napoli had played Genoa the week before, and Genoa had ended up with something like 17 positive tests. And whilst Napoli had been tested, and only had two positives. Obviously, it takes a while for those results to come through. So they didn't know for sure that they didn't have more players who were positive, and they could have then passed that on to the Juventus players, staff, etc. So quite rightly, and because of the local decree that said that they should stay put in Naples, they didn't travel to the game. Serie A said, well, our protocol says that you've got to have X amount of players positive for coronavirus before we call the game off. You've only got two, so why can't you play? Juve put out a team sheet, they put out everything as normal, the players turned up to the stadium as if the game was to be played, knowing full well that Napoli weren't going to turn up. So, but I guess from Juve's point of view, they had to make sure that their obligations were fulfilled, because Napoli were being threatened with all sorts of points deductions and blah, blah, blah. So the league have totally mishandled it, and, you know, they should have called it off themselves.